Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that looks at current events in the light of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship. On today's program, I'd like to discuss another political issue, or rather a piece of political legislation that the Christian community needs to be concerned about, and that is the Equality Act. The Democrats' new Green Deal has been in the news lately. And no matter how outrageous or radical you think the Green Deal is, it is nothing compared to the foolishness and the depravity of the Equality Act. This piece of legislation, which will soon be introduced in Congress, is another foreboding sign of the times. The basic intent of the act is to amend the Civil Rights Act of 1964. To also include sexual orientation and gender identity, to prohibit discrimination against sexual orientation and gender identity in employment, housing, public accommodation, public education, etc. The original 1964 Civil Rights Act prohibited discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Sex has always been interpreted to mean biological sex, not sexual behavior or choice. LGBT activists believe the word sex in the Civil Rights Act should include any sexual behavior, not just whether you're male or female. But sexual behavior was not what the legislators had in mind back in 1964. The Civil Rights Act wasn't meant to prosecute those who do not hire transgender teachers in drag outfits. Now, the LGBT community is already working on reinterpreting the Civil Rights Act to include sexual behavior, mainly in government agencies. But they want to make it definitive by adding the words sexual orientation and gender identity to the Civil Rights Act itself. The original point of the Civil Rights Act was that it's wrong to discriminate against people in regard to things they have no control over: their race, their color, their biological sex, their national origin. It was not outlawing discrimination against ideology. Americans still had the right not to hire communists or Nazis or any ideology they found morally offensive. The inclusion of religion was questionable because religion can be an ideology. What if your religion includes human sacrifice? Can you discriminate against that? Well, of course there'll be discrimination against that form of religion. So the inclusion of religion in the Civil Rights Act was kept in check by that which is lawful or unlawful. But in the Equality Act, in adding sexual orientation and gender identity, the Civil Rights Act would now prohibit moral discrimination, as opposed to just prohibiting physical discrimination. And when moral discrimination is outlawed, the state is effectively forcing the public to conform to a moral ideology. Now, the force of government in this matter is not the problem, because all laws force the public to conform to some moral ideology. The point is whether it is a righteous or an unrighteous moral ideology. Whether, according to Romans chapter 13, the state is an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil, or the state is an avenger on the one who practices righteousness. Everyone discriminates. The police and the public discriminate against thieves and murderers and sex traffickers. The question is always, which morals should a society discriminate against? The morals of Christianity, or the morals of Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, the Equality Act is codifying in America the morals of Sodom, that there can be no laws against the ideology of Sodom, and everyone must accept and celebrate Sodom or be prosecuted for discrimination. The bottom line is that this piece of legislation requires the government and the public to accept homosexuality, transgenderism, gender choice. And the Equality Act actually expands the public accommodation requirements in the 1964 civil rights law so that bakers, florists, photographers, and all businesses will be forced to promote LGBT sexual orientation and gender identity. Wedding magazines will have to feature homosexual weddings. Businesses that financially support pro-traditional family movements and organizations could be prosecuted as discriminatory. This law will require the public to erase gender distinctions and norms, which is the goal of the LGBT movement. Male public school teachers will be able to dress and identify as women. Gender must be considered now a personal choice. Society cannot require any gender norms. And what follows from this is the erasure of gender on birth certificates, in locker rooms, in bathrooms. Now, when polled, 70% of Americans support a law protecting LGBTQ people from discrimination. But for most Americans, this means preventing active criminal behavior against LGBTQ people. But little does the public understand. Discrimination, as defined by the LGBT community, is society's maintenance of gender norms. For these activists, even maintaining the concept of gender or using the pronouns he or she is discriminatory. So this piece of legislation is being moved along by false pretense. And once in place, it will be the justification for the legal enforcement of changing cultural norms to reflect LGBTQ immorality. No more Boy Scouts, no more Girl Scouts, no more education concerning gender norms or biological gender requirements, because that would be discrimination. The Human Rights Campaign, which is the largest LGBT political lobby organization in our country, is pushing this legislation, and on their website, their claim is, quote, "The need for these protections is clear. Nearly two-thirds of LGBTQ Americans report having experienced discrimination in their personal lives. Everyone should have a fair chance to earn a living and provide a home for their family without fear of harassment or discrimination." Well, of course these people receive cultural discrimination. I mean, a healthy culture is supposed to resist sexual deviance. But notice how the Equality Act is made to appear as if it is passive protection of LGBTQ people, when it's actually active prosecution and persecution of non-LGBT supporters. If the Human Rights Campaign was honest, rather than saying everyone should have a fair chance to earn a living and provide a home for their family without fear of harassment or discrimination, they would write about the Equality Act. Every LGBTQ person should be able to take away the living and the homes of those who oppose them. That's really what this act is about. It is discrimination against non-LGBTQ supporters. It is legalizing discrimination against Christians. And this is how we should label it. Now, here's the frightening thing in all this. When the Equality Act was introduced in 2017, all Democrats and all independents co-sponsored the bill. Not just voted for the bill, but signed on as a sponsor. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders all announced support for the bill. Today, all of the 2020 Democratic candidates for president support this bill. In Congress last year, 198 supported the bill out of 435 congressmen. In the Senate, 48 supported the bill out of 100. Now that the Democrats control Congress and control the committees, this bill will pass the House this year. And if Democrats ever take the White House, they will take the Senate, and you can be sure this bill becomes law. As I said, the public support for this bill is very high, and it's also funded and supported by major corporations like Apple and Google and Bank of America and Capital One and Microsoft and Coca-Cola, Facebook, Twitter, and all of the other social media companies. You know, as far as this culture is concerned, the LGBTQ agenda is already embraced. Politics and law are downstream from culture. For example, Georgia's Democratic Congresswoman, Stacey Abrams, who gave the response to President Trump's State of the Union address, made this alarming statement. Quote, America achieved a measure of reproductive justice in Roe versus Wade, but we must never forget it is immoral to allow politicians to harm women and families to advance a political agenda. We affirm marriage equality, and yet the LGBTQ community remains under attack. Well, the first alarming error in her statement is that she calls the killing of babies reproductive justice. So here's a woman who's morally obtuse. But second is the statement that the LGBT community remains under attack. Yet they own the culture. They have all the laws in their favor. And there's not a crisis of LGBTQ people being attacked. What the left means is that the LGBT community is under attack as long as there are people in America who oppose their moral worldview. And it is really not the LGBTQ community that's under attack. It's the Christian community. We are being persecuted for not participating and celebrating LGBTQ morality. But in Stacey Abrams' worldview, the terrible attack is coming against those who are sexually deviant. This is the calling of good evil and evil good, Isaiah chapter 5. Also, another cultural indicator in the news, LGBTQ bullying by Senator Cory Booker. Not the bullying of LGBTQ, but the bullying by LGBTQ. Naomi Rao was nominated for the D.C. Court of Appeals. In her confirmation hearing last week, Senator Cory Booker, in his usual angry tone, asked her, are gay relationships, in your opinion, immoral? She responded, Senator, I'm not sure the relevance of that. Booker continued, I think it is relevant to your opinion. Do you think African-American relationships are immoral? Do you think gay relationships are immoral? Naomi Rao said, no, I do not. Cory Booker responded, you do not believe that. Do you believe they are sin? She responded, Senator, my personal views on any of these subjects are things I would put to one side and I would faithfully follow precedents. Booker responded, so you're not willing to say here whether you believe it is sinful for two men to be married. You're not willing to comment on that. She says no. Later, Booker continued, have you ever had an LGBTQ law clerk? Then Senator Ted Cruz, the Christian, spoke up in her defense. He said the Senate Judiciary Committee should not be a theater for mischaracterizing or twisting nominees' records or views, nor should it be an avenue for persecution. We've seen a growing pattern among Senate Democrats of hostility toward religious faith. I have to say I was deeply troubled a few minutes ago to hear questioning of a nominee asking your personal views on what is sinful. In my view, that has no business in this committee. Article 6 of the Constitution says there will be no religious test for any public office. We've also seen Senate Democrats attack what they have characterized as religious dogma. We've seen Senate Democrats attack nominees for their own personal views on salvation. I don't believe this is a theological court of inquisition. I think the proper avenue for investigation of this committee is a nominee's record. Unquote, Ted Cruz. That was how the ungodly in our country have become emboldened so that they publicly interrogate and try to discredit anyone who still believes that homosexuality is a sin. We are living in the culture of Sodom and Gomorrah. Some other anecdotal examples of this. Right after New York State loosened their abortion laws, allowing babies to be killed right up to birth, the governor signed a bill making gender identity discrimination a hate crime. So do you realize what this means? The attitude or the Christian belief that men and women must follow their biological gender is prosecutable. New Jersey just passed a law allowing for gender-neutral options on birth certificates. And you can change a gender on your birth certificate. The state is all on board and promoting this secular religion that gender is a human construct. In Washington, D.C., the Attorney General ordered a restaurant to pay $7,000 in legal fees because one of the employees told a man not to use the women's room. The employees now must attend a transgender accommodation workshop, and the restaurant must put up a sign telling customers that they're permitted to use bathrooms that correspond to their gender identity. The Human Rights Commission in D.C. has taken the D.C.'s Human Rights Act of 1977 and applied it to gender expression, and this is what the Equality Act will require of the entire country. Again, this is the immoral crusade of the left. And these people sincerely believe that this is justice and righteousness. You know, I think years ago, we might have mistakenly assumed that when evil licentiousness takes over, when a society becomes Sodom or Pompeii, unprincipled people would push evil perversions with some sort of tacit recognition of the evil. Kind of like in the movies. The villain somewhat knows that he's a villain. But in real life, when evil people take over a society, they think that they're saints. And this reversal is a deception that is really hard to process. So let me just touch briefly on why this LGBTQ movement is happening in America, and then I'd like to address the solution. This movement has spread like wildfire across America. I heard someone quote it the other day in regard to homosexual marriage. It is amazing that what everyone believed the day before yesterday is now unacceptable. In other words, society just a few years ago used to be opposed to accepting and celebrating homosexuality. Even Barack Obama campaigned in opposition to gay marriage. But the LGBTQ ideology was quickly embraced, not because the activists had some sort of special political savvy, but because the ideological foundation was already laid in America. I mean, for the last 50 years, the basis for law, the basis for right and wrong has been equality. Not the law of God. The law of nature and nature's God has been abandoned for moral freedom. What is right and good today is moral freedom. That's the standard. Rather than, as in the hymn, America the Beautiful, confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law, today it's just liberty, human freedom. And freedom is now defined as freedom from God and his law. People want to remove all moral judgments. That's why they want equality. That's why this is called the Equality Act. They want a moral equality between the righteous and the unrighteous, just like Cain wanted his offering to be accepted just as much as Abel's offering. Open borders today is about equality. Socialism is about removing economic distinctions. The distinction that more work means more money. And homosexuals and transgenders want the same outcomes as the sexually pure. and they will use the power of the state to force it upon people. This is why the prophet Ezekiel described the sins of Israel in this way. Her priests have done violence to my law and have profaned my holy things. They have made no distinction between the holy and the profane, and they have not taught the difference between the unclean and the clean. The people hated God's distinctions. People even hate the distinction between male and female, because those who are in rebellion to God want the freedom to do as they choose. You know, in last week's program, I referenced an article in the New York Times entitled Raising Children Without the Concept of Sin. And that article is a landmark piece that I'll probably make reference to for a long time to come. Because the mother was raised in a Christian home, and she states that she hated the concept of sin being taught in her home, being taught in the church. She hated being judged unworthy. And her attitude is being multiplied a million times across America. And that is why the majority in our society are zealots for leftist ideology. They don't want moral judgments. They're at war with God. And they feel like they need to get rid of the Abels of the world, because the Abels of this world make the Cains of this world feel bad about themselves. And I have to say it again, that this is the rebellion of the world in her last days, as described in Psalm chapter 2. Let us tear God's fetters apart and cast away God's cords from us. And this is what the Equality Act is all about. It is an equality to erase the moral and social distinctions set up by God. So please understand the bigger picture here. If you do, you will better understand what's going on, and you'll be better able to witness to the world concerning what people need to repent of. If they are to come to Christ, they must accept God's distinctions. Now, as far as what it will take to reverse this trend, I'm going to have to leave that for my YouTube edition of this program. But in short, having studied history, having studied the scriptures, having looked at this current situation, I'm convinced this is not going to end well. You know, the culture is not going to be changed simply by conservative legislation or by an ideological, religious, or political movement. When a culture arrives at the place our culture has arrived at, the only solution is Isaiah 4:4. When the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. As I said, I'll touch on this further in my YouTube edition of this program. And then next week, I'd like to further explain what the Bible has to say about how God reestablishes his authority on earth whenever it's challenged. The website to listen to this program again is godandcountryradio.org. The YouTube channel is God and Country Biblical Exposition. Just type that into the YouTube search bar. This is YouTube number 64. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for making God and Country a part of your discipleship in the Word. May God help you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, help us to discern the signs of the times. Help us to discern the elements of the battle of this age, the battle between your kingdom and the kingdom of Satan, not simply for knowledge's sake, but that we may better expose the deceptions of Satan and better explain to the lost what they must do to be saved. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.